pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Danny Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Doug and Danny Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Lots been going on in the last 24 hours, and we'll touch on that. We've got some email we want to get to, tailing off of yesterday's show. I think still one of the main topics, what would you rather have, an Olympic gold medal, Wii U Super Bowl ring? I don't know if it makes a lot of difference between Super Bowl, World Series, NBA, you know, NHL, you know, whatever your favorite sport is, I guess. But since football is king in America, we just went with Super Bowl. And, you know, we already have a couple more emails we're going to get to on that. What would you rather have, Olympic gold medal or Super Bowl ring? Daddy and his brother are really the only ones that have said Super Bowl ring so far. Pretty much everybody
my has dad
Olympic
did
gold
too.
Medal. Also on the show today, Big 12 talk continues. Travis Schneider, a big, huge offensive lineman from Texas A&M, is going to join us. Also, coming up in our next segment, we're going to talk State American Legion Baseball. Mike Kenton, the tournament director over at Gibbon, they're hosting the Class C seniors. But, hey, congratulations to Brad Archer and Kearney Post 52. For the second year in a row, they are the Class A Junior State American Legion Baseball Champions. A 5-1 victory last night, so congratulations. And yet, their season is not over. After winning 35 of their last 36 games, they have a record of 46-5, and they will play in the first ever Junior Regional today.
No time off.
Now, again, remember, because of the rainout, the state should have been done Tuesday, but whatever. It's in Blair, so it's not like it's a big travel, and they will play the state champions from Missouri today. So good luck with that. But beating Millard South last night, Millard South, well, they did help out a little bit. 4 runs, 6th inning, 3 Millard South errors, but a great job on the mound last night by Kearney's Tyler Shield. He did give up a solo home run to the first man of the game. Uh-oh. But then he settled down and only allowed 3 more hits over the rest of the game. Remember, it's a 9-inning game. Struck out 7, got the complete game. So, Kearney, 46-5. Daddy, best team ever?
It'd be tough. You'd have to talk to Coach Archer. I think, he's deflecting all the attention off of himself and the coaching staff and saying, you know, I'm just so happy for the players. Well, you know what, Coach Archer, we're happy for you because year in, year out, those guys really do a heck of a job up there, and congratulations to everybody involved in that program. The junior state champions, I think, finally have an opportunity. You know, how do you match up against those other teams? How do you match up against other states? I think that's going to be an exciting deal to see how you match up.
And the Kearney Little Leaguers are off to Indianapolis. They begin their quest for the Little League World Series tomorrow. So we'll talk a little bit about that as well. The Cox Classic gets underway today. Also, there's just so much. There is so much, and maybe there's not so much, not earth-shattering things outside of the state baseball, but a few other sports notes that we want to get to, and that's all coming up today. But again, American Legion Baseball, that's sweet. The seniors get underway tomorrow. Kearney runs in Grand Island Home Federal are back to Millard North High School, where they will be playing Grand Island at 12:45 tomorrow. Kearney will take on the host at 8 o'clock. Class B is going to be going on in St. Paul. Lexington and Beatrice will play at 2. St. Paul and Chapel will play at 8 o'clock. And, of course, Class C we're going to talk about here in a little bit with Mike Kenton, the tournament director over at Gibbon. Quite a few area teams and some old area powers in that as well.
Doug, on the national scene, though, there's one story that's taken over the airways. And I want to touch on this because I got in a conversation
more
last
baseball.
Night. What?
You're talking more baseball, I hope.
No, I'm not talking baseball.
Well, the lead story right now is Ken Griffey Jr. being traded to the Chicago White Sox. That's what's taking over the national wire. So that's what I thought you were talking about.
Okay.
That's what I thought you were talking. Since we were talking baseball, I only assumed that you would stay on topic and talk baseball, because if you start talking NFL quarterbacks, I'm shutting your mic off right now.
That's what I'm talking.
Okay, Ken Griffey Jr. going to the Chicago White Sox. Your thoughts?
Well, my thoughts are that's great news for one of Carney's own and Drew Anderson. It clears an outfielder out of the way, and the two players they get an infielder, they get a pitcher. No outfielder is going the Cincinnati Reds' way, so that's good news for Drew Anderson.
I'm Dusty Baker. I'm getting ready Ken Griffey Jr., which, you know, probably both being around the game of baseball so long, probably had a conversation about this. Do you want me to try and move you type of deal? Okay. Dusty's thinking, let me pick up, how'd the AAA team do last night down there in Louisville? Let me see, what outfielder should we call up? What would he have seen?
Well, he would have saw Drew Anderson went 3-for-5 last night with a double and a home run. One of those at-bats, which he did not get a hit, was to the opposite field, which Drew is a left-handed batter, so that would have been to left field, which was caught on the warning track. So showing a little pop. Only his third game back, though. Got a little bit of a ligament problem in the left ankle, I believe. So Buddy's third game back, they decided he wasn't going to hurt it any worse. If nothing else, when the roster has expanded, a great opportunity for somebody to get an opportunity to go up there and play some baseball in the big leagues.
Which, of course, is at the end of August, 1st of September. They can expand that roster to 40, and maybe Drew will get a chance to go up there, and like he did with the Brewers, pinch run, maybe get a couple of at-bats and try and contribute to the team. So that would be great to see for Drew Anderson. But that is the new news, and it overtakes the news yesterday of those damn Yankees finding Ivan Rodriguez. And I got into a little oral argument, I guess, last night with a buddy of ours that said Ivan Rodriguez is washed up and he's batting 230. Now, he later apologized because I was right that he was batting at least 290. He's batting 295. But the point that he made, is he going to help the Yankees? I think yes. Is he washed up? Maybe that's two different questions. But the Yankees need a catcher. And they just didn't go get John Buck, or they just didn't go get Olivo, they didn't go get some second stringer somewhere. They went and got Ivan Rodriguez, 14-time All-Star, for Kyle freaking Farnsworth. Now, yes, Rodriguez's contract is up at the end of the year, but knowing the Yankees, that's not going to matter. Depends on how Jorge Posada comes back, the most overrated catcher in all of baseball, comes back from shoulder surgery. Your thoughts on that?
Well, it's the same deal. I thought where they probably needed more help, that would probably be at the pitcher position. I expected them to go out and get a little help there. But you know what? George Posada was down. He was out. And it is bizarre that, you know, the only two people that they could have went out and got, you know, seemed to be an all-star caliber. And there's only about four or five of them out there in Detroit with the way they got off to such a terrible start. I guess they figured, well, maybe we'd get something for him. And
they also got rid of LaTroy Hawkins to the Astros, who are terrible this year. Got a minor league infielder. Also, there's one other thing I was going to say, and now I forgot what that was about the Yankees. But Ivan Rodriguez comes up. They picked up Xavier Nady last week. So, I mean, you know, they go find somebody's best player or one of their best players and bring him in. They don't find somebody they don't bring up minor leaguers in the Yankee organization.
Kind of the rumors and the trades yesterday kind of overshadowed the Jabba Chamberlain's performance. Good outing for him.
Yep, picked up another win last night on the mound. You can email us anytime to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. We'd also love to hear from you via the phone line, 1-888-455-ESPN.
Here's Andrew from Kearney, guys.
Andrew, good morning.
Good morning, guys. Hey, you guys follow the Royals a little bit. Do you see Saturday, they are the national game of the week, and they play the White Sox, who just got Griffey. And then Monday they play the Royals on ESPN, who knows what will be going on with Manny. Isn't that kind of weird?
Anything to follow the Royals, right? Anything. Hey, Andrew, thanks for the call. Boy, that puts a little... I did not know that. I knew that. I just didn't put one and two together quite yet.
That is...
The Royals begin a 9-game homestand tomorrow with the White Sox. Ken Griffey Jr.'s first game. All of a sudden, Kansas City ticket sales skyrocketing to see Junior come in for the first time since he was playing with Seattle.
He's hitting .235.
He's got 15 home runs. Yeah, he's going to be playing on a better baseball team. He's going to be playing with guys that around him can hit the ball out of the ballpark. Ken Griffey Jr. is going to add to the Chicago White Sox.
Didn't we have to listen to Cowherd 2 days ago say that these pitchers get hurt, and the Dodgers pick up all these broken down Brad Penny, et cetera. But hitters, boy, they never drop off like that. Ken Griffey is free. 235? Ken Griffey Jr., there's a life. Let's look up Ken Griffey Jr.'s lifetime stats right now. I mean, here's somebody that's perennially hit three bills or better. 235? Might be time to wrap things up for the career.
There, he will help the Chicago White Sox into the American League playoffs. He will help the White Sox on the field. He will help the White Sox in the clubhouse.
Not if he's hitting 235, he won't.
He will help the Chicago White Sox. He will raise his batting average.
Well,
he'll be playing for a better baseball team. And you can hear Ken Griffey Jr.'s game with the White Sox and Royals tomorrow night right here on ESPN Radio. Pregame at 6:35, first pitch at 7:10. Then, yeah, Boston comes in for a three-game series Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday. So if you're looking to catch Royals baseball maybe before school starts, this is the time to do it. A nine-game homestand, White Sox, Red Sox, Twins. It's going to be nine very, very tough ball games starting tomorrow.
Well, nine tough ball games, but why not take them on when you're on a roll? First sweep in Oakland since 88.
Let's go to the Debt Popper inbox, Daddy. This is from Adam in Holdridge. I like what I see out of Avilas. I was very impressed and surprised by how quickly he adapted to Major League pitching, and his defense is solid. If Alex Gordon can get his hitting back to where I think everyone agrees it could or should be, then the Royals' left side could be set up for a long time. P.S. For the most part, I like Colin Cowherd. I listen to him every day. I think he slammed him the other day. My only complaint being that he never lets anyone with a different opinion finish a statement. He just keeps spouting nonsense like, go kill yourself now, until he breaks you down and you give up. Kind of like H-Man's old emails on this show. P-S-S-S-S-S. I also don't like him because he calls you guys local meatballs. If anything, you guys would be balls of cheese.
Oh, how true.
The Royals with the sweep in Oakland yesterday.
It's peanut butter jelly time, peanut butter jelly time. Way up, way up, way up, way up. Now there you go, peanut butter jelly.
All of that uninterrupted to welcome back the newly wed Derek Stenson. Welcome back, D.
Thank you.
How was it going?
Good to be back. It's going good.
What is that 128? What is that, a cup? What do you call those? A jug? What is that 128-ounce jug of Gatorade you have behind you, by the way?
You know, got to replenish and stuff.
Is that the G2? Is that the Tiger?
It's the Tiger.
You've been...
So did excitement? I mean, was it...
Oh, yeah, it went great. So a wedding was on Saturday, and everything went off without a hitch. The reception was a great time. Got to see a lot of family and friends, and...
What about her family and friends?
Yeah.
Do they like you? Accept you for being the person?
Of course. Who doesn't like me? Come on. I mean, I'm
have sisters?
I'm a likable guy. Yeah, she has one sister.
She married?
Yes.
Oh, shoot. See, I was...
Lucky her. Lucky her.
No, it was great, though. Everything went off without a hitch, and good.
Did you leave the confines of the great state of Nebraska?
No, we just went to Omaha for a couple days.
Well, that's like leaving Nebraska. Where the Cox Classic gets underway. Hey, Paul wants to know if we're going to update our podcast. Yes, we had some computer problems this week, but Derek's back, the genius of all-knowing. So, yes, the last couple 3 days' shows will be up probably today, this afternoon.
By about 12:30, 12:45, they should be up and ready to go.
You the man! You the man. Thanks, Paul. The Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Dent Popper, home of the Arma Linings. They've been specializing in paintless dent repair for years. Stop by and see Scott or Joel today on the Bricks, downtown Kearney. We're going to talk some more baseball. We're going to talk a little Olympics because Daddy loves them. We're going to talk Cox Classic. Again, there's a little local flavor to that, and we'll update the leaderboard, see how Scott Gucheski's doing as he teed off first today. All that and American Legion Baseball. We'll catch up with Mike Kenton to talk about the Class C state tournament right after this.
It's that same satisfaction you got from pulling the arm off a Cabbage Patch doll.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, good times. The Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas, afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need, Kearney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Kearney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Kearney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy, 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Kearney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Kearney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Kearney Yamaha.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington, with special guest Joe Coddington, August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. See some of Boyd's classic cars and get a special one-of-a-kind t-shirt designed by area artist Carl Reeder. Over 30 vehicles and 10 motorcycle classes. Friday evening is McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by the Nebraska Rocks Country Concert, and Saturday night's Rock Concert. It's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run, August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint, Premier Midwest Beverage, Elworth Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG, and KEXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
We'll see sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 96. Winds out of the south will stay around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, a low around 68 with variable winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs on Friday reach 96. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 82.
In your life, you seem to have it all. You seem to have control.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us. Lunchtime at Big City Burrito. We're all there, the best in all the land, because you pick everything you want. It is custom made to your order. They make it with the freshest ingredients that are even possible. They walk out, and there it is. They pick it right out of the garden.
12 different shells.
Every ingredient perfectly seasoned with secret recipes. Each burrito built just for you because you choose every part of it, from the type of tortilla to each fresh, made-from-scratch filling. Big City Burritos, located at 28th and 2nd Avenue in Kearney. They're open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 9. That way you can get in and get their great breakfast burritos. Saturday, they're there from 9 to 9. So while you're bopping around this weekend, get a good start. Stop by Big City Burrito. They pack your tortilla with everything you crave and nothing you don't want. Walk in hungry, walk out happy. They're so good. They're so good. Let's see. Let's build one. We're going to start with the 12-inch super tortilla size.
We don't go any way different. And why would you get a smaller one?
Then how about a, what do you think? What kind of tortilla would you like today?
So many jalapeno cheddar. Yeah, let's go jalapeno cheddar.
Then we're going to put some Monterey Jack cheese on there. Some rice and beans. I like a little Spanish rice. You want some beans?
No, I would prefer not to.
You're going
to
skip the beans. If you like beans, they got black, they got pinto. Fillings, you know. You got chicken, you got shredded pork, you've got sirloin, sirloin steak. You can get a veggie, you can get a bean and cheese, you can get potato. Then you throw on some salsa, sour cream, guac, hot sauce. It's like two meals. It's worth it, folks. Big City Burrito, 28th and 2nd Avenue, Kearney.
Head to the Den Popper inbox. Doug, you are right. The correct.
Of course I'm right. The correct. What am I right about now?
Would you rather have a World Series ring or a gold medal in the Olympics? That answer is a gold medal. That is, if you play for the Polish Olympic team. If you play for the United States, the answer is not the same. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, that would be big in Poland because I don't believe they've ever won a medal.
True.
Really? Ken Griffey Jr., you want to know his stats, saying that he's going to be a disaster in Chicago. Ken Griffey Jr.'s stats for the Cincinnati Reds. Derek, have them.
There we go.
What did you want to know?
Lifetime. What's his lifetime batting average?
.288.
.288.
608 homers, 1,754 RBIs, and his strikeout to walk ratio is decent. 1,657 strikeouts to 1,223 walks.
288. Boy, the last three years have been, I mean, that's going to kill his average.
252 3 years ago, 277 2 years ago, last year, 245.
He hit 301 in 2005. And the last time he hit above 300 was back in 1997. His second to last year with Seattle, he hit 304. He hit 323 back in 1994. 91, he hit 327, his best season as a pro.
Look at this, in 99, 24 stolen bases. After that, not more than six in a season.
After that, he doesn't have 24 combined.
Well, is that the year he tried to ram his wrist through the wall?
Either that or he came up lame going to first, what, 12 different times? I'm not sure what happened there.
Yeah, that's, he has not really made it through a full season in quite some time. Although last year he did play 144 games, which would be
normal. That'd be a full season.
Yeah, because you get a few days off from time to time. 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're going to be talking a little of American Legion baseball here in just a couple of moments. So with Mike Kenton from Gibbon, he's probably going to fill us in on all kinds of stuff. I want to remind you that tomorrow State American Legion baseball gets underway. Yes? Would you like to contribute to the show? Instead of just looking stupid at me like you do for an hour every day. I had some instructions to kind of get on you today, by the way. So, I mean, this isn't all coming from me.
That's good.
Nebraska Coaches Association All-Star Softball game was last night. Melanie Patrick of Hastings tripled in the seventh inning of the first game and scored the winning run in the Reds' 2-1 win over the Blue. Also on that ball club, Granada Northwest coaching it, Mike Witt of Northwest. And they picked up the win in Game 1. Game 2, the Blue rallied for the 4-1 victory, so the All-Star Games have now concluded.
Wrapped up a big week in Lincoln. I'm sure the coaches are all ready to come home.
Cox Classic going on. Former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson is in the field. He's now doing the work in Omaha, and he's one of three Nebraska PGA pros, all from the Omaha area, that are in the Cox Classic. He tees off at 2:05. This afternoon, one of the later groups in the afternoon. Then he goes about 9:15 tomorrow morning.
You know, John's a good, solid player, and you see that if you follow the state, the pro-ams they have on Monday. He's always up at the top of the leaderboard. It'll be interesting to follow him and see the progress throughout, hopefully, the weekend.
And we hope to see some more good American Legion baseball. We saw some good baseball in Ravenna for the juniors. Now the Class C seniors are going to play in Gibbon starting tomorrow morning at 9:30, and we are pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy Show by the tournament director, Mike Kenton. Morning, Mike.
Morning, guys. How's it going?
What in the world are you starting at 9:30 in the morning for?
Well, because it's 9:30. It'll be cool at 9:30, hopefully.
Yeah, that'll be the highlight. Dwight taking on Michael at 9:30. Then at 12:30, Dannebrog Carroll Bolas plays Crofton. 4:30, Palmer Wallback Greeley Spalding takes on Wakefield. And at 7:30, the host Shelton Gibbon takes on Alma. I guess, Mike, you got a good mix of some area teams, which will be good for the crowd. But then you've got some powers that have been there before. And I guess when you talk powers, DCB and Palmer are two of those powers. Wakefield's back. Dwight made a run here. Crofton's a team that always has good baseball. And, of course, Shelton Gibbon has always had good baseball.
Well, yeah, I think this is going to be some of the best Class C baseball around, obviously, towards the end of the year. But to me, you know, I've seen some Class A games, and they're all good games and whatnot. But to me, these Class C guys seem like they work a little bit harder and play a little bit harder. And you see a lot more effort and hustle, I think, out of these guys. And it's kind of nice to see that we have these area teams like PWGS and Dannebrog Carroll Bolas and also Alma, which will increase our crowd size. Also, Wakefield, they always bring a big crowd, and you know how good they've been in the past. Elkhorn, Mount Michael, and Dwight. So we're just absolutely pleased to have these fans and baseball teams coming here to beautiful Gibbon, Nebraska, and Davis Park this weekend.
Mike, the facilities continually have gotten better at Gibbon. You guys have done a great job up there. That's been a process that's been really ongoing.
Natty, every year I try to do some type of a big project out here. We added a new announcer's booth a couple years ago. We've added some field amendment, built the field up so it doesn't flood as bad. And then this year, budget allowed us to put some polycap on the fence and the outfield fence, kind of dress it up a little bit. And just every year we try and do something special, some big project out here to continually improve the ballpark and make it it is a nice place to play, and we enjoy playing here, and we get a lot of great comments. But, you know, we're constantly working on it, and I think our efforts do show.
Mike, I don't think you have to worry about flooding during this tournament.
Absolutely not. It sounds like it's going to be 101 degrees and 99 and 100, so... I'll be up in the press box, which I fondly call the kiln now.
What do you do?
Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, I suppose that with the extra heat, I mean, you know, you plan, if you're a regular fan coming to the ball game, you plan for an 85 to 88, 90 degree day, but you may not plan for 100 or 101. And if the breeze ain't blowing, that could cause some problems. Are you guys going to have to take some extra steps to keep the fans and the players and the umpires and all that hydrated and keep them cool?
Yes, we are. We actually have a camper or fifth wheel or a big camper coming in, and that's going to house our umpires, but it also is going to serve as a first aid station. Air conditioning will be running constantly. We're going to have ice packs ready in case somebody gets a little overheated. That is a big concern of ours, because you've been to the ballpark before, Doug, and you know how that late afternoon sun just bears right down on you in the dugout. The fans get the brunt of it. Everybody in the press box, it's brutal. And we are trying to prepare the best we can. The Given Volunteer Fire Department, their EMTs are going to be at several of these games just to help out in case we have any problems. Hopefully, you know, knock on wood, nothing happens. But we do want to be prepared, and I believe we will be prepared. If something does happen.
Mike, as you guys look towards the future with the bid process and so forth that the American Legion Baseball has, will you continually bid to get area and state tournaments here?
After doing this state tournament, I told my wife, if I ever said I was going to do this again, to take me down and shoot me or hog tie me or something. My stress level is about peaked out here, and hers stress level is peaked out because of mine. I'm sure after it's all said and done with, that, you know, the bid process, you know, I'll get that bug again in about January and say, you know, it wasn't so bad, let's do it again and put in for another bid, districts or state or anything that we can get here. And I know it's just going to go over well, but like I said, I've got a little bit more gray hair now because of this.
Mike Kenton joins us, the tournament director for the Class E State Senior Tournament, which begins tomorrow morning at 9:30 in Gibbon. Apparently, Mike, I see that there was a shortage of umpires looking at the crew that's been assembled over there in Gibbon for this weekend. But let's talk about the teams coming in a little bit more here. What do the fans need to know? I guess usually, not usually, but sometimes, let's face it, if you get a one team in that's the area team, and then maybe you're lucky enough to get another fairly close team in, but usually you got five or six teams, you have fans maybe want to pick somebody to root for. Well, they won't have to worry about this. We've got at least four teams right here from the listening area.
Absolutely. I think obviously I'm going for Shelton Gibbon, but like you said, there are some powerhouses here. I think that's going to be, you know, they didn't win their district because they're no good, I'm really excited to see these teams. I've seen Wakefield and Crofton before. I've never seen Elkhorn play or Dwight, and I'm really excited to meet the coaches and the fans and the players, and I hope they're just as excited to come here and play in Gibbon.
You know what, Mike? I'm gonna go out on a limb here and take Wakefield.
Yeah, okay.
Wakefield and Palmer Wahlbeck Greeley have played for many state championships against each other. That's an interesting first-round matchup, I think, Mike.
I do, too. I think that's going to be the game of the day, to be quite honest with you. If you're looking for one that I believe is going to be close, that Wakefield-PWGS game is going to be the game of the day. You know, Crofton's pretty tough. DCB, you know, they're in there, too. It's really hard to go down the list here and you know, say which one is going to be the best, but you know, I feel like you said that Wakefield, Palmer Wall, Matt Greeley, Shelby, Spalding game should be pretty good. That's the one I go to. I'm going to all of them anyhow.
Mike, before we let you get out of here, what do the fans need to know before they're coming over there? What's some of the specifics you want to let everybody know?
Certainly. We have all the parking will be on the north side of the ball field. And actually, we're parking out in this hay field. You have to travel around the backside of the ballpark. It might be a little bit tricky to get to. There'll be no parking over here on the south side. That's for staff, and umpires are going to kind of keep them separated. We're going to have a great concession stand. We're going to have several sponsors here that have sponsored these games or helped sponsor these games, and will be showing some of their wares and stuff. Sunday we're having a Veterans Day. If you show your military card or you're in uniform, you get into the ballpark, ball games for free. Representatives from the Army and Marines and Air Force will be here, hopefully. We're kind of efforting that, as you say, as we speak, so I hope that's going to happen. But if you are a military personnel, a veteran, show your ID, or in uniform, you get into the ball game free. Also, our opening ceremony tomorrow afternoon, we're going to have a helicopter land in our just off of right field out there from the National Guard. And I believe they're trying to bring their Humvee down for display also. So that's going to be kind of a neat opening deal. As far as fans, just drink a lot of water. Bring a lot of water or buy a lot of water at the concession stand, I should say. And, we just need to watch ourselves, bring umbrellas, because it is going to be hot.
And, Mike, good move yesterday picking up Ivan Rodriguez for your lovely Yankees.
Yep, I couldn't be more pleased with that. Hopefully, we'll take over first place with that, Yvonne.
Yeah, I don't know which year that'll be, but keep your fingers crossed, buddy.
It'll be this year. We'll see you guys we'll see everybody in the division series there, and in the World Series actually is where I'm going.
Oh boy, okay. Well, I guess that's the end of this interview then. Hey, Mike, best of luck with you and all the volunteers. I'm sure going to do a great job, and we'll keep everybody up to date on how the games are going this weekend in Gibbon.
And thanks a lot, Doug and Daddy. I appreciate the time, and like I said, come on down to Gibbon, and you're going to see some, I guarantee you'll see some great baseball this weekend. Thanks a lot, guys.
All right, enjoy. Mike Kenton, Tournament Director of the Class E State American Legion Senior Tournament beginning tomorrow morning. Again, the rundown at 9:30. Dwight plays Mount Michael at 12:30. Danbrog Carroll Bullis plays Crofton at 4:30. Wakefield plays Palmer Wallback Greeley Spalding, and at 7:30, Alma takes on Shelton Gibbon.
Should be a great state tournament, but you do need to be careful because the heat, not just players, but the fans, is going to be a very, very hot weekend.
Stand behind Daddy.
Yeah.
You'll get some shade. Might not smell very well, but you'll get some shade. We'll be back with more, including our chat with Travis Schneider from Texas A&M as our Big 12 football preview continues right after this.
Put your arms up on the table, bend over, and spread your legs.
Quite a sight, wasn't it, sir?
A sight I'd rather not be seeing.
Blindfolds will be available at the front desk, and Doug and Daddy will be right back.
Oh, my goodness.
Hi, this is Crispin,
Kelsey,
and Cassidy.
And where's Shadaisy?
Being on tour is great, but after 23 days on the road,
we cannot wait to get home to family and friends.
And to our own sleep number beds. My sleep number is 50.
I'm a 40, and I'm a 25.
The tougher your days, the more you deserve a Sleep Number night. A Sleep Number bed lets you personalize your comfort at the touch of a button. Inner spring and foam beds don't. A higher Sleep Number setting for more firmness, a lower number for softer support. And since every day is different, you'll always find your perfect Sleep Number setting anytime. Because the most comfortable sleep is the one you control yourself. Experience the difference a Sleep Number bed makes every night. Find us just around the corner at any of our 450 stores. For the one near you, visit sleepnumber.com. Sleep Number, it's the bed that counts.
Destination Fun continues at the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal. Join us tonight and every Thursday night for beer and burgers. Cronin's favorite Thursday tradition is back for the summer with great food and entertainment all season long. After 9, every Thursday, it's Ladies' Night. Ladies enjoy half-price mixed drinks and shots while the guys throw back 225 big-ass beers till close. Playing tonight is Bluff It. Join us and relax with Destination Fun this summer in the Courtyard at Cunningham's Journal on the Bricks in downtown Kearney.
If you're afraid of the rising price of gas,
afraid of the increasing cost of food, and afraid you won't be able to stretch your budget for everything else you need. Carney Yamaha has one thing to say. Do not be afraid. Carney Yamaha has your money-saving solution. Stop into Carney Yamaha today and see how you can save over $4,800 on a brand new 1900cc Yamaha Stratoliner. This chrome-heavy 113-cubic-inch V-twin-powered streamlined Stratoliner is fuel-injected with locking side bags and a detachable windshield and backrest. And right now, you'll get a $200 gas card free when you finance your new Yamaha Star motorcycle at Carney Yamaha. That's heard right. A free $200 gas card. The Yamaha Stratoliner, available in every color you love and in stock now at Carney Yamaha.
Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Carney Yamaha. Nebraska's Power Sports Mall, Carney Yamaha.
Midwest Customs and Paint presents Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Coddington with special guest Joe Coddington. August 1st through the 3rd at the Norfolk Airport. You could win cold hard cash if you are one of the first 15 registered in the Hot Summer Nights Bikini Contest. Register before July 30th and your way into the car show is free. It's Hot Summer Nights Rod Run August 1st through the 3rd, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint, Premier Midwest Beverage, Elworth Harley-Davidson, US 92, 94 Rock, Mateo Sand and Gravel, Cable 1, Norfolk Daily News, WJAG and KXL, and Madison County Convention and Visitors Bureau.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Happy Fair Time. Buffalo County Fair going on, Daddy. What'd you think? Did you go out and get some cotton candy and ride the rides last night?
No, but my little nephew did. Boy, he said he loves that big slide, I guess.
Who doesn't love big slides?
Me, I guess.
Well, you got to be able to fit on the big slide.
That's true. That's probably the reason I don't like big slides.
Coming up Monday night at the Expo Center at the Buffalo County Fair, the Figure 8 races, and we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to those coming up a little bit later on in the show, so stand by at 1-888-455-ESPN. That gets underway Monday night at 7 o'clock, the Expo Center. Gets underway, well, you know, at the fairgrounds, I guess we should say. Figure 8 demos begin at 7 o'clock at the fairgrounds. Cars are split into two groups. Half the cars will turn right out the gate. The other half will turn left. What do you think about that? Cars that turn right are to park in the right lane in the dummy grid. The left cars park on the left side of the dummy grid. Watch for official directions. That's what they're telling us. It's a fun time. And we're going to give you a chance to win a pair of tickets to that coming up here in just a little bit. Right now, though, our Big 12 football talk continues on the Doug and Daddy Show, brought to you in part by Centura Hills Golf Course in Caro. They're beautiful 18 holes, wide open and ready for you to play. You can contact them for tee times, and they're currently offering half-price memberships, 485-4650. Also brought to you in part by Computer Hardware.
Big 12 talk continues here on the Doug and Daddy Show, and we're talking a little Aggie football, Texas A&M, and Daddy, I think A&M, in some perspectives, in the same boat as Nebraska. We've got a new coach, we've got some new people that we're looking at coming in, and they're also got some kids that want to make a big bang before their senior and junior seasons and their careers come to an end, and not a whole lot of respect, I guess, is given to A&M. I think Nebraska's probably getting a little more in the north, maybe because it's pretty wide open, where the south always looks like it's a little bit tougher.
Well, one of those reasons is they only returned 10 starters, but one of those joins us right now, and Travis Snyder up there on the offensive line, all 6'8", 290 pounds of him. I got to think, Travis, you might be over 300 by now.
Yeah, I'm definitely over 300. I was about to look down there, man. That's definitely too skinny.
You know, I'm looking at the picture in the media guide. Very nice, short, cropped, very nice look. And then, what the hell you got going on up there?
I got
there?
The wild man look.
You got the wild man look.
I got the long hair. I wanted to grow it out for the year. I'm actually going to have the beard going, too, once the season starts.
That's so hot, dude. It's hot.
Yeah, but once it gets about, you know, late October, it starts getting cool down there. So I'm going to grow it out towards the end.
Is it an attitude thing? Is it something that a group of you are doing, or is it just your thing to get you ready to go?
You know, the Aggies down there, they like all that close-cut haircut, and they're all about that. So I'm a little different from everybody else, I guess. Nobody else is doing it. It's not like the whole offensive line's doing it or anything like that. It's just me.
Travis, talk a little bit about Coach Sherman coming in, taking over. What's a one big difference you've noticed?
One big difference, you know, I mean, he coached in the NFL. He has tons of experience, not only as a coach in the NFL, and he's won a Super Bowl and coached great players like Brett Favre, but he also has coached in a college station before at A&M, and he's coached the offensive line, and he knows what Aggie Nation expects, you know, and he's an offensive lineman himself. When he played college football, he was an offensive lineman.
What has he brought back, I guess, from being there the first time? Is he using some tactics? Has he told you about, this is what we did when I was here before, we're going to try and do this again, or is it totally different?
No, he's never said anything like that, but what he has brought back to College Station and the Texas A&M is the smash mouth style of football that people are used to seeing when they watch the Aggies play.
But Travis, talk a little bit about having Jaworski run behind you.
I mean, something else.
I mean, you want to block so you can get out of his way because you don't want him running up your back.
I've had that happen a few times, and it's not the best feeling in the world either. So, no, but it's great when Jaworski gets between the tackles. And I guess when I'm not doing my job very well, that's when he runs up my back. But when I do my job and I make that hole for him and he gets up there and he runs over a linebacker and gets a hard-earned 3, 4, 5 yards, and that just gets us bumped up as offensive line because we love to see that kind of stuff.
Travis, Stephen McGee seemed to be a mainstay at quarterback, and I think a lot of people just hand over the job, you know, and say, well, Stephen's a quarterback, he's a senior.
Right.
But there's somebody really pushing him, and the sophomore in Jared Johnson probably got a little bit better maybe understanding of the pro offense, a bigger arm than Stephen has. Who is a quarterback and who is the leader of this team?
Yeah, there's Stephen McGee, there's Gerard Johnson, we also have Ryan Tannehill. We have three guys right now that are really capable of stepping behind and taking the snaps under center, and whoever that guy is, you know, we're going to block for him just the same as we would if it was anybody else. You know, we don't care. We're not biased towards anyone. Whoever's going to go out there and help us get the win, that's who we're going to block for, and that's who we want.
Texas A&M Aggie Travis Schneider's joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. For folks that don't understand what it's like to play at A&M, it's really a whole different type of college football atmosphere.
Right.
Can you even begin to explain what A&M, what it's like down there, game day, the night before the game, all the tradition that goes on?
It's something else. You know, we have 80,000 screaming fans. And we have the 12th man, and people are over there, and they're doing yells and humping it and chanting Psalm Varsity's horns off at the end of each quarter. And when they're doing that and they're swaying back to forth, it actually looks like the seats are rocking and swaying. And it's a crazy sight. When they get to yell, we have, you know, like 30, 40,000 students come to each game. And to have that kind of support, and when they're yelling, it's hard for that opposing offense to get their calls and their audibles and their checks at the line off, and it helps us, and it's in our advantage. It's something that you can't explain. You have to experience it for yourself.
Travis, something I don't think people in Nebraska explain, or we often wonder about, is playing Texas high school football and the different animal that it is. I mean, we read about it in Friday Night Lights, and, you know, we hear about it, but talk about your experiences growing up in Belleville, Texas, and just a journey through your high school days.
It's great. You know, Belleville is a small town. I think we have 3,500 people there. We have two stoplights and a Dairy Queen. You know, we don't have a whole lot. We got a lot of pasture in between. And I tell you what, you drive through Belleville on a Friday night during football season, it looks like a ghost town. Everybody's there. The stadium's packed. It's rocking. You know, everybody eats it up. Football is king in Texas. And, you know, everybody hears that they've seen the movies, read the books, you know, Friday Night Lights like you had mentioned, and it is true, definitely.
What was the biggest thing transition-wise? Is it, I would think some people have a bigger transition from high school to college. Was it much of a transition for you?
Especially for me, you know, because I come from a small high school. I come from a 3A school. I was going against defensive ends that were like 6 foot, 200 pounds, you know, and I get to College Station, the guys are like 6'5 and 250, 260, and they're running 4.5s and 4.6s on the 40, and it's a totally different world. I think my eyes were, you know, about the size of softballs when I stepped on that practice field for the first time, and it's a hard transition, definitely. I guess it depends on where you played high school football at, but for me it was a hard transition, but I finally got there. Just glad I had that redshirt year.
Offensive lineman for the Texas A&M Aggies, Travis Schneider, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Travis, I guess before we let you get out of here, what are expectations for this team? Because you hear all the talk.
Right.
Nobody's expecting much out of you guys. How much can you do, and how much damage can you do?
You know, nobody's expecting us to do well in the Big 12 or against the other competition across the country. And I like that. I like to be the underdog. I like for people to count us out. No, they're not expecting us to do much. Well, we get the chance to go out there and surprise people and show the world what we can do and that we can play with everybody else. And I'm really looking forward to August 30th and kicking it off with Arkansas State.
Travis, gig him, huh?
Yeah, gig him.
Hey, thanks for giving us some time on the Doug and Daddy Show. Best of luck.
Thank you.
Travis Schneider, the outstanding offensive lineman for Texas A&M, and Daddy, kind of one of the few guys that people are looking at to be Big 12 all-conference caliber player out of Texas A&M.
Well, he's one of the few guys because he's only, you know, one of the few returning starters, and that's one of the main reasons why.
Big 12 Media Day reports brought to you as we continue to cover the Big 12 Conference by The Wave Pizza Company, the premier pizzeria in Grand Island. Want to say thanks for supporting your local pie. They have two beer gardens, Keno, great place to go and enjoy it, or you can have delivery as well. 398-9283, The Wave Pizza Company in Grand Island, and Brown Shoe Fit Company on the bricks in downtown Kearney since 1968. At Brown Shoe Fit, they know how to take care of you, the customer. Let's take a break, but before we do so, I want to give you a chance to go enjoy part of the fair and enjoy the figure eight races. I've got a pair of tickets to Monday night's figure eight races going out to Buffalo County Fair beginning at 7 o'clock. Be caller number 4 at 1-888-455-ESPN. 1-888-455-ESPN. We're back after this.
Central Nebraska's ESPN radio superstation with the Doug and Danny Show, where their motto is,
if you can't be an athlete, be an athletic supporter.
Hi, folks. This is Darrell Walter, NASCAR champion and the proud owner of a geothermal heating and cooling system from Water Furnace. You know, I learned a long time ago that to be a winner, well, you got to have the best machine and the best team. That's why my new home is heated and cooled by Water Furnace Geothermal. It's clean, reliable, economical, and here's the best part. It's made in the USA. Now, in my book, that's a winning combination. So call your local Water Furnace dealer today.
Call Fidelke Heating and Air today.
Hi, it's Colin Coward, host of The Herd. I always tell you about Stamps.com, where you can print all your postage right from your desk. No more wasting gas driving to the post office. No leasing expensive postage meters. If you haven't tried it yet, what are you waiting for? Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. It's a no-risk trial, plus a $100 bonus offer, including $45 of free postage. That's more free postage if you use my name, Colin. Here's what's great about it. You can print postage for all your letters and packages using your own computer and printer. No hardware to buy. It's like having a post office at your office. Don't wait. Try Stamps.com today for a no-risk trial and the $100 bonus offer. Go to Stamps.com, and before you do anything else, click on the radio microphone, top of the home page, and type in the name Colin. C-O-L-I-N. That's Stamps.com.
This is number 15, Jordan Willard of the Tri-City Storm, and you're listening to Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstations, 1460 and 1550 AM.
We'll see sunny skies across the area as we head through the day today with high temperatures around 96. Winds out of the south will stay around 10 to 20 miles per hour. For tonight, we can expect partly cloudy skies, a low around 68 with variable winds around 5 miles per hour. Highs on Friday reach 96. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay.
Right now, 82.
Doug and Danny Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, reminding you if you love cars, if you love bikes, and if you love music, the place to be is Hot Summer Nights Car Show at the Norfolk Airport beginning tomorrow and running through Sunday. Midwest Customs and Paint present Hot Summer Nights Car Show, a tribute to Boyd Connington with special guest Joe Connington. Friday through Sunday at the Norfolk Airport, see some of Boyd's classic cars, over 30 vehicle and 10 motorcycle classes. Friday evening is the McDonald's Cruise Night, followed by the Nebraska Rocks Country Concert, Saturday night's Rock Concert, and Hot Summer Nights is going on Friday through Sunday, presented by Midwest Customs and Paint. Don't forget, bikini contests and a whole lot more going on. Hope you enjoy it while you are in Norfolk this weekend. Had a winner on our giveaway there for the figure eight races going on Monday night at the Buffalo County Fair.
Howard from Overton snatched up those tickets.
All right, we'll give away another pair on the program tomorrow.
Doug, we visited a little bit during the break, and something that bothers you is right now Brett Favre offered $20 million over the next 10 years. That's $2 million a year if you don't have an abacus beside you to sit at home, to not return to the Packers, to not return to any other team, just to stay at home. Kind of a farewell. Thank you so much for all you did for the organization. $20 million.
Now
there you go.
Get the hell out of here.
You don't like that.
Well, Brett Favre's not coming back for the money.
That's exactly right.
So that's just stupid. I mean, isn't that just stupid? It's stupid to offer it. It's stupid not to take it, too.
How far and we talk about this all afternoon, and you're going to hear a lot more Brett Favre. But the person that's really getting thrown under the bus that nobody's talking about is how much pressure are the Green Bay Packers putting on Aaron Rodgers? How much pressure do they want this kid to be under? Because it doesn't matter. Young quarterbacks struggle in this league, and I don't care if you've been in the system 3-4 years like Aaron Rodgers and got to watch and got to learn from Brett Favre and got to learn, you know what he's taught you and reads and checkoffs and whatnot. You're going to have periods of time where you struggle. And for them, if he goes out there in that first game of the year and throws two picks in the first half, oh, it could be ugly. It could be an ugly, ugly scene. The Green Bay faithful would be up in arms. They would go absolutely berserk. You've got a quarterback. Why would you not want the guy to play for you? Now, Brett Favre, apparently, you know what? He made a mistake. I think he said he was sorry. Maybe he isn't sorry, though. I don't know. But why would you not? How far down the pecking order? The guy threw, I looked it up last year. The guy threw 4,155 yards last year. He threw 28 touchdowns, 15. You know, everybody says, he throws a lot of interceptions. Well, he threw 15 throughout the year. Drew Brees threw 18. You know, who do you want? Peyton Manning threw 14.
Brett Favre is probably capable, and we just don't have enough time for to go into this whole spiel right now. But Brett Favre did not do this the right way. And it was hard to keep it under wraps. I understand that. But if you're the Packers, how many years in a row can you say, you know, Brett didn't know what he wanted to do, didn't know what he wanted to do, didn't know what he wanted to do. Finally, he retires. They move on. You know what? Now the Packers need to make a decision to get rid of him. They must get rid of him. There's no way Aaron Rodgers is ever going to have he is so screwed. And through no fault of his own, he just doesn't have a chance. He's following a legend, and even if he does great, well, Brett Favre could have got us to the playoffs. Brett Favre could have got us to... You don't know that. Remember 2 years ago, what were they, 6-10? 4-12, maybe? Cox Classic, they have kind of that double tee time, so the morning groups are almost done, and then the afternoon groups will get underway. 6-under right now is the lead. Colt Nost, D.A. Points, who always seems to do well at this tournament, and Garth Mulroy. Scott Gucheski is on the 18th at 3-under par. Ryan Vermeer, a Nebraskan, 4-under par on the front nine. He's playing the back, but through nine holes, he is 4-under par. And again, former Kearney Country Club pro John Peterson is in this tournament, and he will be on the 205. You can go to the PGA Tour website to keep up to date on today's nationwide tour event, the Cox Classic, going on all weekend in Omaha.
Looking forward to following that event. Great event, the Mardi Gras of golf on the nationwide tour. Check it out if you're in the Omaha area.
I want to remind folks once again that coming up next month, it is the Nebraska Senior Games in Kearney. But due to the work that they are putting on the track at Kearney High, the senior game track events have been moved to Minden. If you need more information, contact Kearney Park and Rec. But again, the upcoming Nebraska Senior Games, all track events, will be held in Minden. If you need more information, contact Kearney Park and Rec. We want to thank Mike Kenton, Tournament Director of the State Class C Senior American Legion Baseball Tournament, for joining us on the program today. It begins tomorrow morning at 9:30 in Gibbon. Also want to thank Travis Schneider, the outstanding offensive lineman from Texas A&M, for joining us on the program today. Tomorrow we're going to talk more American Legion baseball, give you a nationwide update from the Cox Classic, and we will catch up with Kansas State quarterback Josh Freeman and Oklahoma strong safety Nick Harris.
Look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's Doug and Daddy Show, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 to our friends in Hastings.
Mid-America Market Information.
Grains mostly higher. Livestock higher. Hello, everybody. I'm Ross Miller with the Mid-America Ag Network Market Update. September corn is down 3.25 to 5.98 1/4. December is down 4 to 6.17 1/4. And March is down 3.25 to 6.38. Soybeans are up 10 to 14.04 for your August. September is up 4.5 to 14.02. And your November is up 8 to 14.13. Soybean meal is at 3.81. And your soybean oil is at 58.23. Kansas City wheat is also up 7.25 to 8.26 1/4 for your September. December is up 5.25 to 8.50, and March is up 4 to 8.71 1/2. Minneapolis wheat is up 3.5 to 873.5 for September, and your December's up 6.25. Over on the Mercantile Exchange, where we see live cattle, up 42 for August, 98.30. October's up 27 to 106.42, and December is up 65 to 108.80. Feeder cattle are up $1.12 to 113.65 for August. September's up $1.10 to 114.75. In your August is up $1.12 to 115.75. Lean hogs are up $1.07 to 79.95. October is up $1.55 to 74.10. And your December is up $1.32 to 75.75. On the energy market, we see September oil is down $2.82, 123.95. October is down $2.50 to 124.70. Gasoline has fell off 8 cents to 305 for August. September, it's down 8 cents. And your diesel is up 4 cents to 352 for August. And the Dow Jones has fell 139 points to 11,445. For the Mid-America Ag Network, your market update, I'm Ross Miller.
Hey, folks, before you buy a trailer, listen up. Neville custom-built trailers are what we use on the Ponderosa for years. And I recommend you check them out because they'll build a custom-designed trailer for exactly what you need it for. You can't beat that. From drop-deck trailers for hauling equipment, grain trailers, livestock trailers that load from the ground, Neville trailers built for the rugged farm. Folks, call Neville Built Trailers. They're at Kingman, Kansas, 1-800-301-3487. Or go to NevilleBuilt.com.
Everyone knows a guru of the grill. Honcho of the hibachi. Baron of the barbie. Well, whatever you call them, they call the land of lean beef home. Because out here, you don't get elected CEO of charcoal without knowing how to harness the protein power in 29 lean cuts of beef. Discover the power of protein in the land of lean beef. Beef. It's what's for dinner.
You spend a lot of hours in that old tractor planting, tilling, and fertilizing. Just like you, Stadler Implement spends a lot of time with after-sales service. Look at their line of Kinze, Kraus, and Sukup tillage equipment. When it's time to fertilize, Stadler Implement carries the Demco 3-point or pole-type chemical applicators. Carl and his staff also service well engines with tune-ups and overhauls. Isn't it nice to know you can go to one business and be satisfied with their service? Stadler Implement, East Highway 6, Minden.
Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. 1460 and 1550 AM. KXPN Kearney and KICS Hastings.
ESPN Superstation. Sports Center. And good afternoon. I'm Mike Will, the Sports Center update on ESPN. Kearney Post 52 beat Millard South 5-1 last night to win their second consecutive Class A Junior State Championship. With a win, Kearney Post 52 advances to the National Juniors Tournament. They'll begin regional play with a first-round matchup against the Missouri State Champion at 5 o'clock this afternoon in Blair. Gretna won the Class B State Championship with a 15-5 win over Blair last night in a game played in Nebraska City. Adams won the Class C State Championship on Tuesday with an 11-4 win over Shelby Osceola Stromsburg. The Class A Senior State Tournament will get underway tomorrow in Omaha and Norfolk. The National Division is in Omaha, where Kearney Runza will take on Millard North at 8 o'clock tomorrow night. The American Division games will be in Norfolk. North Platte will play Norfolk in the nightcap at 8 o'clock. The Class B State Tournament is in St. Paul. First-round games will have Omaha Roncalli playing Wahoo at 11, Beatrice against Lexington at 2, Gretna against Wayne at 5 o'clock, and St. Paul against Chapel at 8. At the Class C State Tournament in Gibbon, Mount Michael will play Dwight at 9:30, Crofton will take on Dannebrog Carroll Bolus at 12:30. Wakefield will play Palmer, Walbach, Greeley, Spalding at 4:30, followed by Gibbon against Alma at 7:30. Cape Girardeau of Missouri won the 11-year-old Cal Ripken tournament yesterday in Hastings with an 18-1 victory over Southeast Denver in the championship game. Cape Girardeau put the game away by scoring 13 runs in the fourth inning. Nebraska Kearney volleyball coach Rick Squires has named Natasha Marquis as the new graduate assistant for the Lopers. She replaces Samantha Harvey, who is now the head volleyball coach at Lexington High School. Nebraska Kearney begins the season on August 28th at the Honolulu Invite in Hawaii. The Lopers begin fall camp on Monday, August 11th. That's a sports update on Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation. I'm Mike Will.
Since 1950, Kelly Electric of Kearney has earned a trusted reputation for electrical installation in new homes and commercial buildings. At Kelly Electric, we can help you with any electrical problem, big or small. Whether it's home, business, or farm, Kelly Electric has an experienced staff person to troubleshoot the problem and get you back in operation as soon as possible. The next time you have an electrical problem or simply need a new receptacle, switch, or light installed, call Kelly Electric in Kearney for prompt and competent service today.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.